you know, being absent from the radio this last week, I can tell you that wasn't my first choice, that's for sure. And I want to thank so many of you who have sent in best wishes, cards, and good cheer. Really appreciate it. You know, going over Patricia's notes the last few days, I thought it was pretty good. I was amazed. She's sounding like a real professional meteorologist here.
You could
take over all rest of the world. Okay, let's get into it. Well, we've got yachts sailing east, some to the island, and others obviously are still marking time here in New Zealand. The latter group seems to be looking at Saturday departure, at least that's what Trish has been telling me. Now, there's quite a bit of upper air movement today. I'll talk about it a bit. I won't spend so much time in Barlow on it, but it's more just to get myself up to speed here. At 500 millibar, we've got a very active shortwave that is sitting right over New Zealand with another shortwave just to the southwest of the South Island. They'll try to merge in the next day or so. Now, I also see a ridge in the Tasman and further a closed low in the Aussie Bight. Now, by Saturday, the closed low is going to have traversed the entire Tasman, and it's going to lie just east of New Zealand. Axis, I would put it about 177 west. Now, there's a narrow upper ridge then that will lie in the Tasman. So, between 20 south and 25 south, the wind's up at 500 millibar. They're zonal, meaning they're running west to east, and that's an average speed of about 40 knots up there. There's a rough rule of thumb when we're looking at zonal winds at 500 millibar. Surface winds tend to be about 50% of what we see at 500. It's not something you take to the bank, but it's a kind of a guide as to what's going on there. Okay, now by Thursday now of next week, not this week, next week, I see a shallow ridge north of New Zealand. The wind's still about 40 knots. Surface weather on Saturday. Surface weather on Saturday. And of course dictated by the upper levels. Shows a rather nasty depression. And boy, we've got it now. Under this closed low. And a pretty strong high in the Tasman. Central pressure. That could be about 1031 millibar, and that'll be near 48 south and 160 east. And that extends a ridge to the northeast, toward Fiji, actually. Now, a Saturday departure could see south to south-southwest winds turning southeast at about 25 south. Now, those of you that are eastbound, southwest winds near East Cape, and they'll be veering westerly all the way out to 160 west, and they'll be about 20 knots. Now, by Monday, eastbound yachts need to be, in my opinion, south of about 38 south to maintain any westerlies to help you get east. So, Monday, try to be south of 38 south. And hopefully you'll enjoy those westerlies that are sitting there. Now at 30 south, as an example, winds are going to be southeasterly. So you can see quite a rapid wind change when you shift latitude. So anyhow, that's the way going east is at this point. Now we have a little bit of a complication. At 700 millibar on Sunday, Sunday was that, the 21st, I see quite a bit of convergence there. 700 millibar is about 10,000 feet. There's huge amounts of moisture as well, and that extends all the way to the surface, whereby, well, Monday, Tuesday, a surface depression forms, and it's probably going to lie near 20 south and 176 west. Now, this is just east to, we'll call it southeast of Tonga. Now, by Wednesday, it really does wrap up, and it looks like it'll lie near 25 and 165 west, give or take on that. Winds, not really good. Easterly is about 30 knots. In fact, easterly is down all the way down to 35 south before they back to the northwest if you are tracking south. So that's the story there for the eastbounders. The boats that are going, that are wanting to go to EG and Tonga, the complication probably isn't going to affect you. So I know Trish expressed that many of you are worried about that, but from what I can see, it'll be out of the way by the time you get up there. Now, EC shows the depression itself winding up by Friday the 26th, Friday into Saturday, actually, and near 30 and 170 west, and quite a nasty little swash zone to its south. All right, so that's enough of those sailing east. Now, those of you that are going to Tonga, Fiji on Saturday, as we said, we're looking at southwest winds at the start. They'll be around 20 knots. By Tuesday at 30 south, looking at easterlies, 20 knots. And at 23 south, southeasterlies, about 15 to 20. They're going to be veering south-southeast, 10 to 15, and that'll be from Fiji to 25 south, or the other way around, from 25 south to Fiji. So, not too bad at this point. Actually, even leaving this Friday seems to be okay, other than the residuals from this depression may chop up the water a little bit.
Can I answer a question from Steven? Some are leaving tomorrow. Arizona looking at Friday, so...
Some folks, Trish said, want to leave tomorrow. Well, I could tell you they've got gale warnings up now. Yeah, we'll cover that in a minute here. Let me just get finished with this. I don't think I would be leaving before Friday. But if you've got a strong boat and a strong stomach, I guess anything can work. Now, let's see, where was I? Hang on. Okay, so looking ahead, by Sunday the 28th, so virtually over a week away, there's a new depression that's going to hit New Zealand, and that's going to extend a front all the way up to Fiji. So the winds between New Zealand and 25 south are going to be northerly quadrant at that time. Above 20 south, looks okay with easterlies. So that's your approximate timeline. You've got virtually a week from what I can see to get up to the islands. So at this point, it certainly looks doable. So we'll, of course, learn more as the weekend approaches, and we'll keep you certainly appraised of that. Okay, now let's look at today's analysis. We've got wild, windy, wet. That's what it is here. Probably that's what it is to the north as well. So we've got a very strong depression that's crossing New Zealand today. Gale warnings are up. Northeast 25, gusting up to 35 knots. Rising northerly 35, gusting at 45 knots. We should see northwest 15 by midday, so the wind comes down considerably quickly. And, of course, though, we'll have poor visibility and heavy rain. Tomorrow, the day that some of you want to go, northwest winds are still going to be 25 knots. They'll be shifting southwest 20 as the day rolls on. But, boy, oh, boy, I'm not so sure I'd want to be going tomorrow. Now, Friday, on the other hand, southwest 20, and Saturday, southwest 20. So, looking and... based upon our experience, it's okay to leave after a depression, but a little bit soon, and you better have a strong stomach. Now, looking a little bit more at the overall map for the Southwest Pacific, there is quite a bit of activity, as I said. Now, we have the front from New Zealand. It actually goes just to the west of New Caledonia as a trough. It turns from a cold front to a trough right around 25 south. Quite a bit of cloud and whatnot there. I think Distracted had reported that cloud, and that's due to that extension of the cold front. The cold front goes all the way up to well, like I said, 25, and then from there, it goes right up to the Louisiades. Now, another trough splits off from the cold front, and it starts up at about 25 south and about 172 east. And that runs up to the east side of Vanuatu. It's all the way up the east side there. It doesn't quite affect Vanuatu, a little bit of cloud there, but not a whole lot. And we have another trough that's just to the northwest of Fiji. It runs sort of southwest to northeast, just south of Rotuma, between Rotuma and Fiji. And the northern end of it is reaching up toward Futuna, but I think Futuna will be out of it. And we've got another conversion zone over the Solomons. We have another trough over Tuvalu and Tokelau. Another trough over Samoa, running east between the northern and southern Cooks. And we have a stationary front that's running from Tonga through Niue to the southern Cooks. So, boy, a lot of moisture in the air, and I guess gardens are going to be very happy with that. So that's the big picture. Okay, so those, getting back to those on their way north now, are certainly going to find a mixed bag as our high moves to the east and the depression right on its heels. So those at the moment that are at 30 south should be seeing northwest winds if you're heading to New Caledonia, and northeast winds 25 or so knots if you're on your way to Fiji and Tonga. At around 25 south, the first group, the one going to Nucal, should be experiencing southwest winds about 10 to 15 knots. The Fiji bunch looking at northeast about 20. Tomorrow, the Nucal boats will have a shift to the southeast, and at 25 south, they'll be in the 20 knot range. Fiji, Tonga boats, east, northeast to northeast, about 10 to 20 knots. That depends on your latitude, although the GFS model thinks you'll have easterlies, so that would be good, and they're talking about 15 knots or so. So those are the 2 days. If you want more days, I'll do that after I pause to turn it back to you, but that's 2 days from now. Now the weather, briefly, up in the various island groups, I won't spend a whole lot of time on this. Tonga, there is a strong wind warning there put up by the Tonga Met for all of Tonga. Cloudy with periods of showers. Remember I talked about that stationary front. Well, that is what is affecting Tonga and providing those showers. East to southeast winds about 20 to 25. Fiji, there is a strong wind warning there as well for all Fiji waters. Southeast winds 20 to 30 knots. Tomorrow, easterlies 15 to 20. Vanuatu, a strong wind warning there as well, mostly for northern and central waters. So we're looking at southeast winds 20 to 25. Rough seas, 2.5 meters. So not much fun moving around in Vanuatu. Nucal, our area, southern lagoon, quite nice, southeast 10 knots. Thursday, southeast 20. And Friday picks up southeast 20 to 25. Okay, so that's pretty much as I see it. Spent a lot of time yesterday afternoon trying to get a feel for the general picture. Sorry about my voice. So hopefully tomorrow will be better. So tomorrow we'll talk about, again, those that are leaving. Saturday, we'll talk about those that are underway. I won't spend so much time for the easterly boats unless they call in. And that's about all I can think of. So we'll put it over to you with any questions.
Okay, there is somebody there, but we have a very noisy morning here. Try again your boat name a couple of times, and whilst we're trying to pick you up, David is looking at Dreamtime, who are going to go west on